Davy's mom told him no. She was tired of discussing it. She said she did not want to come home from a long day at work, totally exhausted, and then an hour later have to drive across town to the high school to pick her son up from basketball practice. In addition, her budget would not allow it. She could hardly pay the bills they had now just for basic living expenses, pinching every penny she had, living from paycheck to paycheck. There was no way she could afford the extra gas to drive back across town 5 nights a week, let alone the $100 pair of basketball shoes, gym bag, and all the other fees and extras each member of the team had to pay. "Please, Mom," Davy begged his mother. "Coach Hitchens has been wanting me on the team for 4 years now. Mom, please, you know how much this would mean to me. I've always wanted to play for the high school basketball team, and especially since this is my senior year." Barbara, Davy's mom, said, "Did you not hear a single word I said, Davy? There's no way I can afford it. We've been over this 100 times the last 4 years, and the answer is still no." Life for a single mom was full of difficulties and hard decisions. Barbara needed her son's love and companionship in the worst way. She did everything humanly possible so her son would know just how much she loved him. Ever since his father was tragically killed by a drunk driver when Davy was in the 7th grade. She didn't have any real close friends or family members in the area she could turn to. Working full-time and having to make every dollar count didn't allow for her social life, nor for doing many of the things she would like to do with her son, like other parents got to do with their children. Barbara loved her son more than words could express. She sacrificed greatly for Davy. Instead of the new dress she so desperately needed, she bought new shoes for Davy, a pair she knew he really wanted, but no more than the shoes she wanted for herself. She did everything possible so her son would not feel embarrassed at school, not being from a family that could afford nice clothes like most of the other kids had. Barbara hated the barrier and resentment she felt from her son for the last 3 years because she would not let him play basketball for the school team. About 2.5 weeks before practice was to begin, the coach called and talked to her once again. She told him she appreciated his keen interest in her son and the fact Coach Hitchens felt certain Davy would not only make the starting team, he felt certain Davy could lead the high school team to the regional championship this year. The coach had seen Davy in 6th and 7th grade, pickup games at school, and in gym class. There was no doubt in his mind Davy was one exceptional basketball player, the best in the school, if not the whole region. It had been over 2 weeks since Barbara's last confrontation with her son. She was a little puzzled why her son had not brought it up again. Maybe he had finally gotten the message. However, after 4 years of battles with her son, she feared resentment was building up inside of him and didn't know what to expect next. Barbara hated driving home from work the night basketball practice was to start, feeling certain Davy would be in a real bad mood and probably make the evening miserable for her. She was exceptionally tired, having been on her feet all day at work. She even contemplated not going home from work at all because she was so stressed out and wanted to avoid another fight with her son. Barbara pulled into the driveway. She got out of her car and went into the house. She opened the kitchen door slowly, not knowing what to expect, but expecting the worst. Her mouth dropped open. Her eyes got as big as saucers. She stood there in disbelief. What in the world? Supper was on the stove, a first. The kitchen was spotless, another first. And her son Davy stood there with a smile on his face. Barbara burst into tears as Davy threw his arms around his mother and stood there hugging her in a long, warm embrace. It had been a long, long time since he hugged her like this, and she didn't want it to end. She did not know what to make of this. She was so overwhelmed with emotion. Finally, Davy said, "Mom, I know I've not been the type of son I should have been. I've treated you something terrible. I am so sorry, Mom. I have been so confused by life. Mom, a couple of weeks ago, my science teacher made the comment that even though he had to teach evolution, he really didn't believe in it himself. After class, I asked him what he meant, and he invited me to attend a Christian club meeting there at school. Mr. Young, my science teacher, is the sponsor. I went to the club meeting, and I heard things I had never heard before. They were discussing scientific creationism and how we did not just evolve, but were created by a loving God. This millions-of-year stuff does not stand up to real science. Mr. Young gave me a copy of a magazine all about creation. Articles in the magazine showed me scientifically that the Bible is factual in every regard, and evolution is such a fraud. After I read it, I told Mr. Young I wanted to know more about creation. He gave me a Bible and introduced me to the Creator God. I told Mr. Young I wanted to know the Creator personally. Mr. Young told me all I had to do was confess I am a sinner and invite Jesus into my heart. Mom, I can't even begin to tell you how different I feel. I now realize even the little things I do, like being there for someone that cares about me or I care about, even if it's just taking an hour out of my day to be there for them, has eternal value. Davy smiled and said even fixing dinner for my mother and cleaning the kitchen has eternal value since God says in His Word, He loves a godly heart and will reward those that love Him and do what is godly. Like it says in Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. The next night, when Barbara came home from work, she handed her son a box. He looked at her with a quizzical look on his face. What is this? He asked. Open it and find out, she said. Davy's eyes about popped out of his head. Basketball shoes. The exact $100 pair of shoes the basketball team at school wore. Mom, what is this all about? How? Why? Barbara told her son. She called Coach Hitchens and asked if Davy could still come out for the team. She said the coach about came through the phone. He was so excited, giving her an immediate yes response. He is starting practice a little bit later tonight, so you will have time to get there. Practice starts in 35 minutes. Davy stood there looking at his mother, hugged her tight, and then took her hands in his, standing there looking into her eyes. Both hers and his eyes were sparkling with love for each other, from the heartfelt moisture welling up in them. Davy said, Mom, how will you ever be able to afford this with all the extra cost and the extra gas for the car every week? His mom said, Don't worry, son. Everything is going to work out just fine. Davy, still standing there holding his mother's hands, all of a sudden realized something about his mother's hands felt different. He looked down and said, Mom, Mom, you didn't. Please, Mom, tell me you didn't. You said you would never take those rings off after Dad died. You said every time you looked at them, it made you think of him. Mom, your rings, where are they? What did you do? He didn't need an answer. He knew immediately his mother had sold the most precious and expensive things she owned so he could play basketball. It was the first time Barbara had seen tears in her son's eyes since he was a child. He stood there holding his mother in his arms once again and told her how much he had come to love her and appreciate her since Jesus had come into his heart. His mom looked at him and said, Davy, every time I look at you, I will think of your father. I don't need those rings now that I have my son back. Practice starts in 35 minutes. You had better get ready so we can get there. I am sure Coach Hitchens and the team will be waiting for you. And Davy, since I will have to sit there in the car and wait for you for an hour and a half, do you mind if I borrow that magazine about creation? I want to get to know Jesus too, so I can thank him for giving me my son back. Davy had the biggest grin on his face you had ever seen as he ran to get ready. When they pulled up to the front door of the school gym, Coach Hitchens and the entire team was there to open the door for Davey. Talk about one excited group. Their reception and the look on her son's face made Barbara the proudest mother you had ever seen. Davey knows full well the meaning of Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart.